weekend, eh? Probably spend it alone with a bottle of booze, eh? No, don't worry about me, eh? Still trying to get over the pain of Estelle. No, I don't love her anymore. No, I don't love her anymore. It's dead. Dead, you hear me? Dead. But occasionally the memories plague me. I'll never forget when we first moved to Foxhole Road. We were so happy with that house. We went to all the knick-knack shops. We went junking, as we used to call it. We'd find little period pieces, an etagere to hold our bric-a-brac. But then, as the marriage turned sour, all that stuff seemed to mock me. The memories of the joy with which it was purchased now stood hollow in the hallway, in the den. Things we bought out of love I now smashed out of hate. So I went away to a radio convention. And then, you know, somehow you think different when you're in a hotel room in a city far away. It was a nice day, and I started thinking of Estelle, so I called up. The butler answered. I said, "Hello, it's me. Let me speak to the missus." He said, "I'm sorry, sir. The missus can't come to the phone. She's in the backyard, making love to the gardener." I said, "What?" He said, "Yes, sir." Rather shocked by it all myself, actually. I was polishing the silver, and I happened to glance out of the pantry window, and there she was, in flagrant necktie. I must say, sir, he's doing quite a job. I said, "Spare me the descriptions, my God, my God! I lived down for 2 days, and she's involved in a tawdry twist, a tryst, whatever." He said, "You're upset, sir, it's tryst." I said, I know, it's tryst, for crying out loud. "What's happening now?" He said, Oh, yes, yes, the man's a wizard, a wizard. Look at that neck action." I said, "Oh, God, stop it, stop it." I said, "I want you to go to the closet and load the shotgun. Load the shotgun and kill them both, do you hear me? Do you hear me? I'll stand by you. I'll say it was my decision. I want you to kill them both." He said, "Yes, sir. Just a moment." And I heard him put down the phone, and then I listened. I listened with delightful anticipation. Yes! That's one of those lousy philandering maggots. That's one. Yes, that's the other. I waited, and the butler came back, and he said, "Dispatch, just as you ordered, sir." I said, "Thank God. All right, now I want you to push him into the pool. I want to see their blood oozing bodies floating face down in the pool." The butler said, "I'm sorry. You don't have a pool in your backyard, sir." I said, "What do you mean I don't have a pool in the back? Is this Carruthers?" He said, "No, sir, this is Catherwood." I said, "My God, is this 24476?
Hey, if you think he's crazy, you ought to see his mama,
hey.
The Grease Man, on DC 101.